I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, everybody jump.
Oh, yes. Monday morning is upon us. Taz and the Moose with you as we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way. Provide a seamless mortgage experience. Mike, Pete, across the way, Bogus, your updates. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227.
Attention hotline fans.
That is your number to call. And then, of course, it is brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes. You can save 15% or more on car insurance. What's going on, Taz?
Moose, what's going on? I hope you had a grand weekend, my man.
Yes.
I hope you did.
We had a good weekend. It was fun.
Did you really?
Yeah, good weekend. How about yourself, all right?
Not bad. Fair to Midland. It was all right. I mean, it was okay. I've had better, but I wish I had. I mean, you know, every day's a holiday when you're Mark Melusis. So
Mark Melusis.
I'm not shocked you had a great weekend.
No. So. Don't be like that. Well, I'm glad you had a fair to middling weekend.
Thank
and
you,
hopefully
brother.
Everyone out
it
there in the right. listening audience had themselves a good weekend, whatever you did over the course of the 2 days and enjoyed it. And we're going to take you for the next 3 hours right here on CBS Sports Radio. Remember, Sirius and XM 206, that app as well. We thank all of our affiliates across the country as the NFL is still in the prime focus day in and day out. It's amazing enough. It is, conference tournament week as the NCAA tournament is right around the corner. As we're seeing some of these smaller conferences tournaments being played out, Taz, across the country. But the big boys will get going as well. But the NFL in focus as Antonio Brown has a new home, as the former Pittsburgh Steeler is going to be an Oakland Raider. The Steelers will absorb the $21 million cap hit for 2019. They get a third and fifth round choice from the Oakland Raiders and from Mike Mayock and from John Gruden. And Antonio Brown, not a Buffalo Bill, not a San Francisco 49er, but is heading out west and he's heading to Oakland to play for the Raiders and a brand new spanking new contract, or a rework contract, I should say.
No doubt, man. You know, you and I, we both said this would probably happen. We figured this last week, even though everything happened on Friday while we were live on the air, all this stuff with the Bills, all that noise, which was really nothing there. But you know what? I mean, listen, I mean, it's really, there's a lot to unpack here with this Antonio Brown stuff. I mean, I think if you're an Oakland Raider fan, you're probably happy because you didn't give up. I mean, what'd you give up? You gave up a third round and a fifth round. I mean, that's what you gave up, as far as draft picks and stuff like that. But you're going to get a guy who's still got a lot left in the tank, who's a dynamic player, who's a great player. You just hope that he can keep his wackiness off the field, chilled out. I got a funny feeling he will. I hope he does, just for the Raiders and for their fans and for John Gruden and Mike Mayock's health. Hopefully this guy's not a big headache, but yeah, it's a huge deal, and it's been a talking point all weekend.
Well, and if you think about winners and losers, let's ultimately, the biggest winner of all is Antonio Brown. As we discussed for the last, 3-4 weeks, even longer than that, Taz, since the end of the NFL regular season, when Antonio Brown started to go off. So, but he came more into focus as he started to get a little bit more aggressive on social media, so to speak.
A little bit.
Yeah, exactly. I'm being kind.
Mr. Big Jeff.
Right. So ultimately, we talked about the fact of him limiting spots that he could land.
Right.
And teams were, even with all that, the Buffalo Bills, were going to have a deal in place for Antonio Brown where – Buffalo was gonna, swap their spots in the first round with the Pittsburgh Steelers and move down. The Steelers were gonna move up to that number 9 spot, and Antonio Brown was gonna be a Buffalo Bill. Had no interest in being a Buffalo Bill, so that deal goes by the wayside. It then ends up in Oakland, right, with the Raiders. So Antonio Brown, if I think about winners, Antonio Brown's the big winner. Number one is he won, right?
Right, I agree.
He's away from Pittsburgh. He didn't want to be a Steeler any longer.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted more guaranteed money. He gets a reworked deal where it's 3 years and $50.1 million with over $30 million guaranteed. All guaranteed, $30 million coming his way, right?
Yeah.
No matter what transpires, $30 million is coming his way. Away from the Steelers, remains in the AFC, in Oakland with Gruden and Mayock, not a Buffalo Bill, heads west, gets a reworked contract. The biggest winner of all is Antonio Brown. So, I mean, as he limited himself in terms of his options, and we talked about the fact of I wouldn't have touched Antonio Brown with a 10-foot pole if I were a team, if I was running a team. I wouldn't want to deal with the headache. I wouldn't want to deal with, you know, reworking and having to pay more for what he was, not what he is going to be for my team, paying him for what he was as a Pittsburgh Steeler, Taz. Ultimately, it didn't matter because he won. I mean, he gets the last laugh.
Yeah, no
he gets to celebrate.
Yeah,
he gets to enjoy himself because he gets a new contract, in essence, more guaranteed money, and he's no longer a Pittsburgh Steeler.
Right.
Ultimately, Antonio Brown got everything he was looking for.
And he could go and the most important thing, he can go to a place where he could be there's really no young receiver he's competing against.
No.
He'd be the guy. You know what I mean? He'd be the talk. But here's the thing, just to circle back to the Bills, my Bills, right? The one thing I will say, I don't know who's Rosenhaus, the agent of Drew Rosenhaus, the agent of Antonio Brown. I saw him speaking on this because they asked him, I think it was on the NFL Network, they asked him about the Buffalo Bills. He kind of seemed like, Rosenhaus kind of seemed a little taken aback that Brendan Bean, the GM of the Bills, just basically came out on Friday and said, basically, no, we had positive discussions with the Bill about Antonio Brown, but we moved on. Rosenhaus almost seemed like, because the question was asked to Rosenhaus, did Antonio Brown not want to play for the Buffalo Bills? He didn't say yes or no. He basically said, he alluded heavily to the fact that he was surprised Bean came forward with that statement on Friday, which I thought was interesting, you know, because, and I got to say, Rosenhaus didn't, in the interview I saw him, he didn't bash other teams. He didn't even name other teams that were talking to them about Antonio. But you're right, Moose. The main winner in this is Antonio Brown. I think there is some win for sure for the Raiders because once they go into Las Vegas, into a new stadium, this is a guy that's going to help put people in that stadium. This guy's a draw. So
I think they're going to sell tickets out in Las Vegas no matter what. I mean, because it's football, it's in Las Vegas, and people are clamoring for it.
But there's a lot of distractions in Vegas, though, too. We've seen some.
No, I understand, you know, but you're talking about eight NFL Sundays.
I know, but this helps.
I get it, but I don't think they're – I mean, initially, year one, Taz, I don't think they're going to have trouble selling tickets out in Las Vegas. I you want to have stars in your team. If you were telling me that it was an established team 20 or 22 years and they haven't won in 10, 11 years, does Antonio Brown help? Yeah, I mean, I think it helps. But I think ultimately for Vegas, I think people are, especially year one, I mean, it's going to be unbelievable scene out there in Vegas. Brand spanking new stadium. You know, people are going to be a part of it. Just like as you saw with the Golden Knights out there in Vegas as well. So, yeah, I agree with you. The Raiders get a good football player, right? And that's what Antonio Brown is. And John Gruden mentioned it. You know, over the weekend, he said, look at the practice habits of Antonio Brown. He's one of the best practice players that I've ever seen, you know, going to all these practices over the years when he was an analyst,
yeah,
right? He
yep,
said
yep.
he was, if you want to know why Antonio Brown is great, watch how he practices. In essence, that's what Gruden said. If you're a young wide receiver,
that's exactly what he
and,
said.
And you yep. want to see what makes him great or what's going to separate you, watch the way Antonio Brown practices. So, you know, and that kind of hammers home the point that Mayock told Albert Breer, who we've had on our program from MMQB out in Indianapolis in the scouting combine, who tweeted a quote from Mayock that he had a conversation with, you know, out there in Indy, Taz, and he said, you know, game plan for the Oakland Raiders. We want to get guys that love football,
right,
that live, eat, and breathe football 24/7, that love football, passionate about it, that are just as passionate about it as Gruden and myself are. We want guys that are going to be all in on being a football player and understand what it takes to win. Now, you could question whether or not Antonio Brown is antics here. The one thing you can't question is his production,
right,
what he's been on the football field, what he has done for the Pittsburgh Steelers, whether it be special teams, receiver. I mean, he's really done it all.
There's no doubt about it.
And there's no doubt about the fact that he is a passionate football player that lives, eats, and breathes it. Now, you might not want to deal with the personality, so to speak.
Right.
You might not want to deal with that kind of headache, But when he's on the field on an NFL Sunday playing in a game, Taz, for 3.5 hours, you know this. I mean, Antonio Brown is locked in to being a dynamic football
no
player.
No doubt about it. And I think we could both agree that $30 million guaranteed will definitely keep a player calm and in line.
Yes.
Okay, so yes. He's still going to keep that passion. You know that. But I think that he's in a spot now. He's away from Ben Roethlisberger. He's away from that whole Steeler Nation, no matter who was right, who was wrong. But, you know, it to me, it's like if you look at it like the Raiders, you look at like Mike Mayock in his short time there in the front office for the Oakland Raiders. It's a big deal. This is a great deal he cut here if you think about it. You're getting a guy who's definitely a first ballot Hall of Fame guy, you know, who's a major difference maker, who Derek Carr is already loving the fact that this guy's on the team.
Yeah, how could he not?
Jeez, you kidding me? So
makes his job easier.
It really does, man. I got a funny feeling, I really do, that Antonio Brown's going to be on his best behavior, and I do think this just made the Oakland Raiders a lot better. Okay, what were they, 4-12 last year? 4-12, I think they were. So, I mean, it's kind of easy to get better than that. They won 4 games.
Well, right. So. they're going to be a much more dynamic offense. So, yeah, I mean, you go down the list in terms of Brown wins, right? The Raiders get a quality football player. They win. Then you look at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Ultimately, you know, they end up with egg on their face. They end up being a loser in the grand scheme. And they end up being a loser in the grand scheme of things because they're taking a $21 million cap hit.
Leaving it on the table. $21 million.
Well, and there's nothing they can do about it,
dead
right?
Money.
So it's dead money, yeah. Dead cap money. They can't spend it anywhere, Taz. They lose the playmaker that Antonio Brown is on the football field to the offense with Roethlisberger. Le'Veon Bell is going to leave via free agency. As you know, as he was quoting Dr. Martin Luther King when it came out that the Steelers were not going to franchise Le'Veon Bell. So he's going to hits free agency, and he's free to go wherever the hell he wants to go. And you only get a third and fifth round draft choice for a playmaker of Antonio Brown's ilk. So ultimately what Brown did was hurting his value to other teams where they were not clamoring to pick him up, limited the possibilities of where the Steelers could trade Brown. Brown still had control about where he wanted to go because, you know, he could tell the team, I have no interest in going there. And ultimately it hurt his trade value. So the Steelers lose in so many different ways. They're an organization in transition. They've got an older quarterback. Bell's gone. He's going to be gone. Antonio Brown is not gone. They got $21 million of dead cap.
Just dead money. Yeah.
Right? All they get is a third and fifth round draft choice for arguably the most productive receiver in the National Football League. And now they have to try and find replacements for these guys. And you can talk about James Conner, and I get it.
Right,
and
he had very good year.
Juju Smith-Schuster, that's great. But Juju Smith-Schuster was as productive as he was with Brown playing on the opposite side of him.
Of course, because he didn't have the one D-back covering him.
So now what the hell exactly are the Steelers going to – now how productive is Smith-Schuster going to be without Brown on the football field? So ultimately, the biggest loser of all is the Pittsburgh Steelers.
And everything you just said was spot on, exactly.
Yes.
And there's one other thing. They set a tone, the Steelers, that if you stomp your feet loud enough and cry and bitch and moan loud enough, that you can get what you want and get out of town. And that's what happened. Okay, Antonio Brown showed he didn't want to be there no more. He did everything in his power. And what did he do? He didn't break the law. He went on social media, act like a complete ass, okay? And guys like us out here popping fun at him because you kind of have to, right? You know, he was acting like a jabroni, and it was all by design to get out of town, to get away from the Steelers, get a word from Kevin Colbert, who made those comments about how Ben Roethlisberger is the holier than thou, and everybody else are children on a team. You know what I mean? Like it's just. That in itself is horrible. I mean, to enable Ben Roethlisberger just to go on the radio, on his segment or show, whatever he does in Pittsburgh, and call guys out, that was bad. When he called out Antonio Brown, I can't remember who they were playing, and that play in the end zone where he said on the radio, well, I told Antonio, you can't drift away, you can't drift out. You got to come in on that slant so I can throw the ball. You know, you can't do that. We ripped him, I think, when he did that.
I think you can't do that. I get it. I mean, but they put all their eggs in the basket of the franchise quarterback. I get it. I'm not going to tell you that Colbert's messaging was correct or everything. But
his messaging was horrible.
But this goes back. I mean, the Antonio Brown relationship with the Steelers is more than Roethlisberger calling him out on social media. I mean, there was failures all over the place. And Brown deserves blame, as do some of the guys within that organization. I don't disagree with any of that. And I love the messaging from Colbert. And he is going to certainly put his support behind the quarterback that he trusts more so than anything else. But you know, the Steelers are now in a situation here where they are in a little bit of a state of flux, where they've got to get – they're losing dynamic playmakers in a league that's now defined by offense, which are going to be difficult to replace. Replacing Le'Veon Bell is difficult. Now to take Antonio Brown off the football field is very, very difficult to think that they're going to be just as good of offensively. I mean, I like James Washington as a player.
Good player.
Was good player.
He got called out too by Roethlisberger.
Yeah, he did, but he was a rookie. I mean, he was a rookie. And Washington also had a case of the dropsies a year ago too. I mean, there were times where he was wide open. He's dropping the football. So you look at the now they have to replace. You know, last year they got rid of a Martavius Bryant to the Raiders for a third round pick. Now they trade Antonio Brown to the Raiders for a third and fifth round draft choice. So those two teams are trading partners now for the Steelers. They're left in a little bit of a state of flux.
You make a really good point, though, when you talked about like the killer bees, about Bell, Brown, and Ben Roethlisberger. About the two, I can't remember how you worded it, but basically saying that Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown and how dynamic they are off offensive players. They're both one's gone and one's going to be gone. And you're right, the dynamic offensive athlete in today's the way the offense is today. The offenses are being these college style offenses we talk about, but yet the 1B that you keep on your team in Big Ben, that 1B, he is a statue. He can't move. He can't run. He can't get out of the pocket. Yeah, he can throw. I know that. He's tough. I know that. But I'm saying he's quick eyes, quick hands. But what I'm saying is he doesn't fit that. And again, we've talked a lot about, and you've said it a while ago, and you're not wrong. You know, the straight drop back quarterback in the NFL is not gone. I know that. It's going to be around forever as long as it's the right type. But I'm just saying, Big Ben, he's out of those three guys, those killer bees, he's the least athletic. He's the least dynamic. You know what I'm saying?
But he's the quarterback.
I know. I understand that. But I'm just saying, like, it almost is an archaic way of thinking, if you look at the Steelers from afar, of allowing, no matter who's right and wrong, just for the hell of it, Brown and Bell to go bye-bye. When those guys are a little bit older, but yet they could fit in these new style offenses. Of course, their speed and athleticism.
Yeah, they can. Yeah, but we know. I mean, but the quarterback's the most important position. And Roethlisberger, even though he's not the fleetest of foot, what Roethlisberger is able to do is to be able to flick defensive backs, linebackers off of him and keep a play alive and make a play down the field. I mean, his toughness is just
off the chain. Oh, I agree with that.
I'm not saying you don't disagree.
He's tough. I mean, he can throw the hell out of the ball. I know.
Yeah, I mean, we look at the quarterback situation a little bit differently. I think Roethlisberger still has got a lot of game left in him. And I think if there's a guy that you're going to trust to be able to be that kind of guy in the regular season, you're going to trust Big Ben.
Right.
But we saw Connor step in and be almost as productive as Le'Veon Bell. Now it's a question
I like Connor. I do like him.
Yeah, and now it's a question of what this offense and finding another receiver that you could pair up or a third receiver that you could pair up along with Washington, Juju Smith-Schuster here for the Pittsburgh Steelers moving forward. But for them, you know, they now have to deal with the fallout of Antonio Brown now being, in essence, when the deal officially gets announced, as an Oakland Raider, for them, I'm sure they're happy the headache is done.
Oh, no, I'm sure they are, but if you are
a Steeler fan, the Advil finally worked.
Right. But if you're a Steeler fan, you're like, well, what did we get? We got a third and a fifth.
Yeah.
What did we get? Well, and we got $21 million of dead money. So what'd we get?
Taz, they were left.
We got rid of a headache. I get that.
They were left in the position where Antonio Brown won on a lot of different levels because he could dictate where he was going to go to as well.
Correctamundo.
And that's a team was not going to gamble on trading valuable draft assets to the Pittsburgh Steelers on the hope that Antonio Brown would report. Right. So a team wasn't going to do that. They needed to know, and the Buffalo Bills found out, and they moved on. The Oakland Raiders, they were one of the teams that Antonio Brown was willing to go to, and they trade a third and fifth. But it killed the value of Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
Just destroyed it. Yeah. So ultimately, he gets paid, he gets the last laugh, and he hurts the team that he starred for. I mean, Antonio Brown wins.
30 mil guarantee, bro.
You can do whatever you want, Taz, on social media.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
When your contract's coming to an end, you should do the same thing. When your contract's coming to an end.
Antonio Brown's contract wasn't even at the end,
Taz. You should go on a treadmill and do the, call me Mr. Big Chess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go crazy. You want more money.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure that would go over well.
Yeah, that'd be great. We'll put it all on Instagram.
I think our boss Chernoff would be like, what's your Twitter handle?
Big Chess Brown from now on.
What, Moose, you're on Instagram? Yeah, really?
Yeah, that'd be funny.
Yeah, that wouldn't work. I don't think it'd work for my boss. I want to
hear from you. No. How scared should the Steelers fans be, and how will AB and the Raiders work? The Oakland reworking of the Raiders reworking of Antonio Brown's contract had me thinking about something else as well. Throwing at Taz. We'll do that next. We want your calls at 855. 212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. It's Taz of the Moose on a Monday morning right here, CBS Sports Radio.
Get all the NFL free agency and trade rumors anytime by locking your radio in to CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, two and more brought to you by the Home Depot, the next generation of home improvement with everything you need to do projects smarter. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing. Let's take a look at a player who's doing more for his team. How about Blake Griffin, the all-star forward, scored 28 points to lead the Pistons to a 131-108 win over the Bulls out in Detroit. Monday morning,
Monday.
CBS Sports Radio. We'll get to your calls here momentarily. Bogus is in the house. What's up, Andrew?
Mike's on.
Wow. Good morning. It's great to see you.
Happy Andrew. Monday.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was very good. Thanks for asking, Taz.
That's
and
great.
How was yours?
Fair to Midland. Yes.
Okay.
So, yes. I guess you missed one.
Could have been worse.
That was the bit we did.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, it could have been worse. But it was fine. I just wanted to, go through the whole routine.
Right, because
we're
buddies, friends,
pals.
Coworkers.
You did a good job on Friday. Remember I left the building here, me and Moose, and I was like, you did a good job.
You did. It was weird.
I mean, all these shows that
finally.
We've done, that you've been the anchor here and the sports update guy, you nailed one. You really did.
Thanks very much.
I could agree. I think Moose would agree with that. You did a good job.
Yeah, I tell him that pretty much every day.
Thanks, Moose.
Yeah. Okay, well, I don't tell him every day. I
got you.
I kind of, that's the problem with me. I'm a little bit more of a hard ass. You know, that's kind of my gimmick.
Hard ass, yeah.
But anyway, that's fine. I actually had a nice chat
with your son this weekend about that very dynamic.
About whose son?
You were your son. He and I talked about, your lack of emotion. And
where would you see my son?
We have a side chat text.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Great. I don't know how you have his number, but I don't know. But yes,
We commiserate.
He's becoming like me. Which is unfortunate. Yeah, so.
Sorry to hear.
Yeah, no. That's what my wife said. Like, it's just not good.
Mrs. Taz, like, you want to go back on the road for a little
he's
bit?
He's starting to become a little bit like me. Yeah,
nice.
So it's not good. Yeah, it's definitely.
So the Golden State Warriors felt good again on Friday night after handling the Nuggets in Oakland, but their home court struggles back last night against the Suns.
Here's Curry on the left side. Curry throws it inside. Knocked down by Kelly Oubre. The steal. Get it out to Ayton. Give the ball inside for a wham, bam, slum by Devin Booker. Oh, brother. Devin Booker with 33 points.
Al McCoy's Suns radio. Booker scored 13 straight during the fourth quarter. He had 37 total in a 115-111 Phoenix victory.
That's what I'm here for, late in the game. We need big buckets to close it out. I trust myself. Put on the work. Tremendous amount of work, so I trust my game in those situations. So confidence is through the roof.
The Warriors had won their previous 18 meetings. Steph Curry and Klay Thompson combined to shoot 8 for 30 from 3. Kevin Durant left in the fourth with a bruised right ankle. The Rocket win streak is 8 after a 94-93 escape from Dallas. 5 in a row for the Spurs, 121-114 over the Bucks in San Antonio. Aldridge and DeRozan combining for 57 points. The T-Wolves down the Knicks, 103-92. The Hawks outscored the Pelicans, 128-116. And the Grizzlies rallied past the Magic, 105-97. Orlando stays a game behind Miami for 8th in the East. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are reportedly shopping veteran wideout DeSean Jackson. He'd like to play in Philly again. The Eagles have a need in the slot. We don't know if they actually want Jackson yet. The Bucs could also just release him and clear $10 million of cap space. The Raiders are reportedly trading former Pro Bowl guard Kelechi Osemele to the Jets for a 5th-round pick, and the Chiefs releasing veteran pass rusher Justin Houston. three spots in the NCAA tournament filled yesterday. Gardner Webb won the Big South bid at Radford. Liberty topped Lipscomb to win the A-Sun tourney. And Bradley erased an 18-point hole to stun Northern Iowa by three in the Missouri Valley finale. Week five in the AAF ended with San Antonio's 29-25 win at Arizona.
Oh.
That's two wins in a row for the Commanders.
Yeah.
And the Legends dropped the Express 23-20 on a Young Ho Koo 35-yard field goal with 9 seconds left.
What a kick.
Former Wisconsin QB Alex Hornibrook is transferring to Florida State. On ice last night, the Calgary Flames cooled off the Golden Knights.
Foley, took a shot, he shoots, he scores! Here come the Habs. Matthew Tkachuk completes his hat trick and gives the Flames a 6-3 lead.
Derek Willis on Flames Radio. First career three-goal game from Matt Tkachuk and a 6-3 victory. Vegas had won six in a row. LAFC downing Portland 4-1 last night in MLS, and Francesco Molinari with a two-shot win at the Arnold Palmer Invitational.
All right.
Guys.
Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate it. Let's head out to West Virginia.
That's
Buff. What's going on,
Moose? Got the calls now. Go ahead. Moose has got it. Buff, what's going on? You're listening in West Virginia over there. We're not in West Virginia. You're on Sirius XM 206. Buff, 3-2-1, go.
Fire Kevin Colbert. Now.
Okay.
You get a third and a fifth round pick, and you're still eating $21 million of cap space. You got to go. I could have done that.
Well, what exactly do you want?
That's like you said earlier. It sets a bad precedent.
It does if you stomp your feet long enough. I mean, they're in a tough spot, though, too, Buff, because the Steelers were, I should say, because they had a guy in Brown that didn't want to be there. And I believe you don't want to keep a guy that don't want to be there. But you got to be careful, because now you set a precedent with the rest of your team, and other players on other teams are like, well, wait a minute. Let me scratch my chin for a second and think about this.
Yeah.
If I bitch and moan enough and stomp my feet enough, I can get what I want. It's like a little kid.
Well, but
exactly.
I mean, but Antonio Brown didn't necessarily set that precedent. That precedent's been set. I mean, did Khalil Mack get what he got?
No, but he did not act like Antonio Brown. Dude, Khalil Mack was quiet with the Raiders.
But it was still the same demand.
No, he didn't say a word.
But it was still the same demand.
It's big difference. There's a big difference with Khalil Mack, because hold on. It wasn't public. He didn't make a public display of himself like Antonio Brown did.
No, I understand, but
and embarrassed the Steelers.
But ultimately, the message was clear. He wanted a new deal.
Doesn't matter. He didn't. What I'm saying is, this guy here, Antonio Brown, made a public schmuck of himself. In essence, he made a schmuck of the Raiders, of the Steelers. He made them look like, you know, the things he was doing and saying while Tomlin, the press conference, and when he had James Harrison with him, they were doing stuff.
Well,
you know.
I don't look at the Steelers differently now. I look at Antonio Brown differently.
I hear what you're saying. I look at the Steelers, though, like they do have. They got to figure something out here. Look, Colbert, I got another problem with Colbert. That's what I said earlier. I think that comment about Ben Roethlisberger and everybody else looking like little kids on the team, that's a big problem.
But that's not what we're talking about.
Colbert called about Colbert.
No, but he called about Colbert, not about that, about the trade. I mean,
right.
You know, Buff in West Virginia calls up, there's a limited marketplace. So, in essence, Buff, a Steeler fan, would be more excited about them playing hardball with Antonio Brown, not trading him, and having him sit, or having a disgruntled player come into camp and having to deal with this distraction and this nonsense for the next 6, 7, 8, 9 months. That's what you'd rather have? Or you'd rather get rid of the headache? I mean, the Steelers were left in the precarious position is they've got no other choice. I mean, there's only certain spots they were willing to go to. He wanted to restructure his contract, and there weren't teams kicking down the door based on Antonio Brown's behavior trying to add Antonio Brown.
Well,
so what do you want the Steelers to do, in essence?
I understand. They were in a tough spot, and because Antonio Brown did something that most players have not done. And by acting like a nuisance and acting like utilize his social media platform, which I think a lot of players now are going to look at this like, well, wait a minute, this worked for Antonio Brown, and now to get rid of that headache, the Pittsburgh Steelers, you know, when I got a headache, I take Advil. okay, I could get a lot of Advil for $21 million. So that $21 million is dead money that the Steelers, and they get a third to fifth. Now, I think they have, what do they have, like 10 draft choices, I think, the Steelers now. For, so we'll see what happens. And they could, you know, they could maybe move up in the draft to the first, get another pick in the first round or whatever. They Colbert and Tom and whatever these people figure out to do with the Steelers. But point is, they got a guy. They had got rid of a guy. It cost them a lot of money. I agree. They were in a tough spot. You don't want someone on your team or in your organization that doesn't want to be there. I get that. I believe in that. This was just a bad situation. And Antonio Brown, I got to be honest, too. Side note, just I think Drew Rosenhaus, his agent, behind the scenes, told Antonio Brown, keep doing what you're doing. Keep go public.
Well,
and
you might be. I mean, you I might be right did. About that. But I mean, ultimately,
that doesn't matter in the day. But
I mean, but Buff is. You know, I don't know what exactly want Kevin Colbert to do. I mean, it's different. If we're just going to drill down on the Antonio Brown trade, it's yeah, the Steelers didn't get great value, but left in return. But they had no other choice. There was nothing. There was no more that they could do. There were no other options. There were no other viable options. They get a third and a fifth round draft choice, Taz. Where exactly? What do you want the Steelers to do? And yes, they've got to eat $21 million of dead cap money.
Right.
They've got a player that the relationship obviously deteriorated and failed. But you'd rather then have to deal with this. If you were a Steeler fan, you'd rather deal with the Antonio Brown headache for the next 9 months and have him not play football.
I think
to prove a point, than to get a third and fifth and try and move on as an organization. To me, that's nonsense.
But hold on a minute. I understand what you're saying, but I do. And first off, I don't think there are many. I think there's more Steeler fans like Buff that feel like he felt, because I get what he's saying. You know, like. Here's the thing.
They've got no other choice.
But they do have another choice.
So what's
they
that?
Do, they do. They, what they could have done, which they really didn't try to do, is, and usually what happens when there's this kind of a tension with two different parties that work under the same umbrella, like a team, you know, one party doesn't want to say boo. So they don't want to say nothing. They don't want to say, hey, let's have a meeting. Let's sit down and talk. Let's go to dinner.
He met with the owner.
Yeah, but I do think he should have. I know, with Rooney, he should have met with Tomlin. That was, I think, the crux of the problem with Brown. He did not like Tomlin, okay, and making fun of all that stuff. He should have met with him and Colbert and worked that. And Colbert, I don't remember the timeline. You probably do. When he did that, said that comment, that's why I brought it up again, about Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, that was after he met with the owner, and the owner said it's time to move on, right?
Yeah, so it's time to move on, and then what happens is that then you hear that from Colbert.
Yes, he met with the owner of the team.
I know he met with the owner of the team. I understand that.
If the owner's sitting there in the room, and they both come to an agreement, it's time for Brown to move on, it's time for the Steelers to move on, I mean, you know, they exhausted all. I really believe in terms of trying to repair the relationship, I don't think sometimes it's irreparable.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm not saying that the Steelers were right completely. No,
and then
they
you'd
were
be
not.
Castrating Tomlin for basically the rest of the team. What do you want, Tomlin to then bend over backwards for Antonio Brown?
No. I'm not even implying that. I'm just saying that if you really go to all levels, you ask the question. You ask the question towards a caller. You pose the question. I'm giving you a potential alternative.
Well, they did all that.
Well,
I'm talking about a trade. I'm not talking about trying to repair the relationship. I think the relationship would be on repair. I think Brown wanted gone. I think they all need a clean slate. I think the Steelers need to get rid of Antonio Brown. I don't think you can move. I think they needed to move on. My question to Buff was more about the compensation. What exactly? They were left in the precarious spot, Taz, where they've got nowhere else to turn.
Yeah.
There's only a limited amount of teams that are calling the Steelers. One of the teams Antonio Brown didn't want to go to, which was probably a better deal than the one they got from the Oakland Raiders.
Right.
The Raiders were basically the last girl at the dance.
Yeah, well, that's true.
If you're the last girl, then that's all you got. There's no one else to dance with.
Got a girl with a lot of money with a silver and black shield on her face.
That's the last girl they had left there at the dance that didn't have a dance partner.
I know.
That was it. So they get a 3 and a 5, and yes, it's a terrible for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and Antonio Brown gets the last laugh. But, I mean, the only alternative would be the one that Buff mentioned, which was be have Antonio Brown sit out the entire year.
Right.
Want to do
that? What are you paying him then? If you do that, what was he getting? What was he making? Do you remember?
He's making $17 million a year.
Yeah, so I guess to get rid of him, it cost him $21 million.
Right, because that's the prorated signing bonus. Signing bonus, but the guaranteed money.
Okay, so I think you just figured that out. So if you're the Steelers, if you and I are the Steelers, and we say, all right, well, we got a guy who's a pain in the ass. Okay, he's a headache. Okay, we know that. We don't want him around. The coaches don't want him around and all this jazz. So, okay, if we keep him home, okay, we keep him home, we're gonna lose $17 million. It's wasted money. But if we get rid of him, it's $21 million dead money. So I guess when you have that kind of money, a few million difference doesn't matter. So they got rid of him. He's a headache, not a headache.
I think they got rid of him. I mean, at that stage, the $3-4 million. I mean, $4 million, right. Whatever for them is they didn't want to deal with this constant drama.
I got you, day in and day out.
Yeah, I hear you. You know, that's really what they didn't want to do. We'll get back to your calls at 855-212-4CBS 855-212-4227. It is Taz of the Moose with you here on this Monday morning. Your take on the Brown deal with the Oakland Raiders. Pittsburgh losers. Brown a winner. The Raiders a winner. Rework deal. Want to get your calls at 855-212-4227. Taz Moose on a Monday morning right here, CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, it's Pharrell on the bench. Be sure to listen to CBS Sports Radio at home. Ask Alexa to play CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Time now right now to Ask the Pros, where you, the listener, get to ask us a question brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros. Submit your question. Be listening later on the show. We might answer your question. Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to help you choose the brakes that are exact fit for your vehicle. With brands you trust like Brake Best Select, Wagner Thermo Quiet, O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day.
Let's go out to California and speak to Kareem. Kareem, you're on with Taz and Moose on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Kareem?
What's up, Kareem?
What's going on, fellas? Top of the morning.
Top of the morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's going on,
sir? If it's a little loud, man, I'm out here back to work on my little construction site. But here's the thing. So, you know, AB, we all have been to the grocery store, and you see that kid, you know, that's having to throw an attachment because he wants the candy.
Yeah.
And everybody in the store looking at him, you know, and the mom gives in and give him that candy bar to shut him up.
Right.
And that's basically what happened with AB. You know what I'm saying? He got his way. He was able to get out of there because I know it was first reported that he was supposed to go to Buffalo. I think Shefty put that out there. And then they said AB had threatened to retire if that move was made. But, you know, I think the Raiders made out just based on the fact you give up Cooper, you get all those first-round picks for him, and now you get a player with AB who's been productive for the last 6 years, 100 catches, double-digit touchdown, and over 1,000 yards. He's a Raider player. He fits that mold. You know what I'm saying? So, and this move was made for Vegas. So I really see.
I think that's a big part of it. I think the Vegas thing's a big part of that. Moose and I are kind of different pages on that, but I agree with you.
Put butts in the seat.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I hear you, man. Well, Kareem, we appreciate the call. Thank you so much. Yes.
Productive player. I mean, for the Oakland Raiders, you're going to look at a scenario where, I mean, some people are going to say, well, you decide to pay Antonio Brown. Why wouldn't you play Khalil Mack?
Right. Yeah, a lot of people would say that.
Well, why wouldn't you?
I don't have the answer, my friend.
Why would you look at a 31-year-old receiver and say, yeah, I want him? Now, I know Mayock was not there. It was McKenzie that was there at the time. It was really Gruden's call. Some would say there have been many published reports that said it was basically the owner, Mark Davis. It may be a little bit of a tiff with Khalil Mack's agent at the time saying, I have no interest in giving Khalil Mack the contract that he wants. And him forcing the hand of that kind of a trade, Taz. But if you're going to pay Antonio Brown, you're going to say the guys that live, eat, and breathe football. Now, I know Mayock was not there at that stage, right? But why would you look at Khalil Mack and say, that's not a guy that I want to make sure that I pay and keep happy long term?
I'm a huge Khalil Mack fan, just like you. And I know. My only conspiracy on that, if it's not the owner Davis, maybe it's John Gruden because he wanted to come. That's when he just came in. He might sound a little wacky. Maybe he felt like he was inheriting this guy as opposed to a guy like Brown, where he's bringing in.
The only reason I would say it wasn't Gruden was because of that pep rally right before training camp.
I remember that, actually. Now you say the pep rally.
Gruden told the Raider fans, and we're going to get that guy Max signed. He's a Raider.
Forgot about that. He did say that.
Yes.
That would be the only reason why I wouldn't think it would be John Gruden. But guys have been known to lie before.
Yeah.
And say one thing and do another. But I do think it was Davis, but that would be the only thing is, okay, yeah, Elizzy, you'd like to, Antonio Brown's a hell of a playmaker, is a great player, and as long as he's happy, you know he's going to be a guy that on the football field going to make that offense a lot more dynamic, but you also trade a guy in Khalil Mack as one of the better defensive players in the entire sport.
Right, no doubt about that, difference maker for sure. Let's go to Richmond, Virginia, talk to Chris, listening on radio.com. Chris, you're on with Taz, the Moose, what's up?
Good morning, guys, how y'all doing?
What's up, Chris?
What's going on, bud?
Good. So my thing is, regardless if you own a hot dog stand on the corner or you own an NFL team in the NFL, you got to make sure you're in the people business. You got to make sure your people that you employ are happy. Now, the thing is, Antonio Brown, all he wanted was a guaranteed contract. We all know that. They lost $21, $22 million now towards the cap. Well, all they had to do is rework his contract where eight more of that money would have went towards guaranteed money for him. And he would have been happy. All this would not have happened. I'm sure he went to the owners and with his agent, obviously, with Drew Rosenhaus, and said, you know, I want guaranteed money. And they're like, no, sorry, you recently signed a contract. You need to work out your contract. He wanted guaranteed money.
But, Chris, I think it's more than – Chris, hold on. I think it's a little bit more than the money that was going on with him with the Steelers, with Brown, because I think a lot had to do with Juju Smith-Schuster. That's what I think it was, because I think Brown felt like he was evolving into the young new hot receiver, and the cohesiveness with, you know, the issues with Roethlisberger and Brown, that didn't help. I don't totally disagree on the money part.
I think all that was icing on the cake, and the reason is because if you listen to that video when he was working out, he says if your team has guaranteed money, he said your team, so that means his team did not have guaranteed money for him. He wanted guaranteed money.
He did.
He's done.
Well, who wouldn't want guaranteed money? Of course, dude.
That's the point.
Of course, everybody wants guaranteed money.
But they've all. But hold on a second. Hold on.
That he was taken care of.
But no. They paid him already. From a Steeler perspective, they bent over. Chris. They bent over backwards. If he can't get along with Mike Tomlin, and you've got issues with Mike Tomlin, who's the ultimate players coach, then you know that's more so on the player than anything else. For the Steelers, this was more a case of, yeah, listen, they could have paid him to shut his mouth. But what we talk about bad messaging. What message would that have sent then?
330 guaranteed. They have not made it out of the first week of October ever with him. He has all stars on his other team. He has one of the best pitchers. He got 330 million guaranteed.
Well, no, it's a different sport, though.
It's tough to go.
That's like sitting there saying one radio versus another radio station. It's the same.
Wait, hold on a second. Is Antonio Brown playing 162 games in the regular season?
Not the same.
They still working out. They still work out all year.
No, he's not playing. No, he's not. Stop.
All this other stuff. It's not the same. Other than that,
it's not. Not the same. That's
it's not. It's not a comparison, Chris. We appreciate the call, buddy.
No, Chris. No, really. You call a lot, and you seem like a nice guy. But that's a stretch. What you just said there. Really.
Do you realize? Here's the other. Let me ask you this. Do you think in the next 24 hours, Antonio Brown's Raider jersey will be the highest selling jersey in not just in the NFL but in sports?
Do I think it will be?
Yeah.
Yes, probably.
Yes,
yeah, I think it will.
You think so?
I think it's going to be up there. Yeah, I definitely think so. Because it's
Bryce
hot
Harper's
topic.
Was.
Yeah,
Bryce Harper, in the first 24 hours after he announced the deal with the Philadelphia Phillies, Bryce Harper outsold LeBron James when he made the decision to go to the Lakers.
I bet you.
I don't think Antonio Brown's going to do that.
I disagree with you, and I'll tell you why. One main reason, it's Raider apparel. Raider apparel sells, bro. It's because they got the coolest colors, badass logo. People like that better than the Phillies stuff. We got to monitor this now. You got me on this for a week. We're going to monitor this.
It's 24 hours.
Okay. Why 24 hours?
Because that's what I said. I said in the first 24 hours,
why is it gotta be
Bryce Harper's jersey as a Philly outsold LeBron's as a Laker.
Oh, so it's got to be 24 hours now.
Correct.
Well, that's unfair. It's on the weekend. People aren't shopping much online.
Stop. It doesn't matter. It's about the interest in the player. It's about the interest in the player. That was the point.
Monitor this?
No. The point being, we'll see. It'll come out. You can monitor it. Point being is the impact of Harper financially is a lot greater than that of Antonio Brown on the Raiders.
Moose, I understand the point.
That's the point.
Thank you, pal.
Thank you. Trying to get that across.
I should put the guy
in case I had to say it three more times. It's Taz of the Moose on Monday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.